Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, First, Putting Your Treasure Where Your Heart Is. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by Senior Pastor Will Cantrell. The scripture is Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21.
Today's devotion is titled, The Magic of Magnets. It is based on Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21, written and read by Reverend Will Cantrell for September 11th, 2023. When I was a child, magnets fascinated me. I would pull them off the refrigerator, sit in the floor playing with them, and observe how through an invisible, mysterious force, some magnets stuck together and some repelled one another. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus teaches us that our treasures act as magnets that attract our heart. Wherever our resources are, our heart will soon follow. This means we must intentionally align our resources with the deepest desires of our hearts, or we will find our hearts pulled away from what we truly love. Our most precious resources are time and money. If God is first in your heart, then God must also be first in your calendar and your bank account. Some of you may be like me. From the time a coin was placed in my hand as a toddler, I was taught to give 10% of whatever I had to the church. What a gift my family gave me. My finances have come a long way from counting out 10 pennies and setting aside one for the church, but those pennies taught me something important about money, maybe one of the most important things about money I've ever learned. Today, as a pastor, when I'm in my office, I've always got a line item church ministry budget nearby. It warms my heart to be able to look and see the difference that my gifts and your gifts make together, the ministry our gifts enable, and the lives that are changed. Truthfully, though, I need to give a lot more than the church needs my gift. I need to give because I need to make sure God remains first in my heart in reality, not just in theory. Once a year, my wife and I sit down with our financial advisor and look over our spending patterns, saving habits, and investment strategies from the past year while planning for the future year. Some might call this a smart financial habit, and I guess it is that. But according to Jesus, it's much more than that. It's a spiritual discipline. It's a chance for us to look back and see how the allocation of our resources has shifted and if the shifts are in line with our priorities. By looking at how our resources have shifted, we also get a chance to see how our hearts are shifting and whether we are happy with the shift. Then we have the chance to intentionally make a plan to put our resources where our hearts are during the coming year. Where is your heart leading you? Are your time commitments and financial strategies in line with the deepest desires of your heart? Maybe it's time for all of us to sit down and make sure that our hearts are in control of our treasures. Otherwise, our treasures will most certainly take control of our hearts. Let's pray together. Creating and redeeming God, you are our greatest treasure, and all our other treasure comes from you. Teach us to place you first in our hearts and to serve you with our treasure. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, First, Putting Your Treasure Where Your Heart Is. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.